when you hit your millionth subscriber level, are you guys going to go with Liberty Ladies? Because that was a $3 investment that Mark was to make sure.
$3 investment?
What do you mean?
You were bearing back before, and he was saying that there must be some way they know people are searching for these, because a lot of times
I remember asking you why we need a website for a podcast.
So we can sell all our merch.
Last night's still a little.
Let's interview the sensualist.
Oh, yes, that's why we're here.
Okay, so how would you describe yourself? Like, when you say
6'4", 230. Yeah. Bald as hell.
With a fabulous black mustache.
And a lovely shirt.
Yes. A lovely shirt collar. So, how, as a sensualist, what's different from you than anybody else?
I mean, I have my perception of it. I guess others would have a different perception.
What?
They might say, you know, when I say the things that I do, people might say bullshit, which was initially what Bootsy over here, when we first started chatting about it, I think she thought I was full of shit, you know. But
I also thought you were full of shit, and if she didn't tell me, I would have been like, you're full of shit.
Yeah.
You're just after.
Fuck y'all.
Well, we've talked about him before.
I'm
the one that nicknamed him the sensualist.
You need to tell them
what your kink is first.
All right. My kink is, my kink, I guess, would include my wife as well. So what I like to do is I like to give women an experience that they may not be experiencing. I'm not saying on a home life or whatever, but where I take my time, I really try to get the whole experience going, not just a wham bam. Thank you. And I don't even do that. I don't allow below the belt.
On you.
On me.
On you.
On me. That way, all of my focus is on the woman. Mm-hmm. I'm not there to, you know, get one rubbed out while I'm performing.
I think you're the only man ever. Like, are you like a one of?
Well, no.
He's like,
it's a kink, right? So,
yeah.
I don't know if there's others out there. Weird. I mean, I really don't.
I know on FetLife there is a category called sensualism. Now, I don't know. I think it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, right?
So, yeah.
It's kind of a broad category.
Well, I think shit.
You said Lucy. Shit.
She just called me shit.
I think she's awfully lucky to have found you, because I don't think there's a lot of people like that out there. I mean, uh-uh. I really don't.
It, like I said, it's a time-consuming, I don't want to say process, because that makes it sound so
clinical.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a lot involved. There's a lot of touch. There's a lot of foreplay. There's a lot of kissing. There's a lot of massaging and just, you know, really nice warm-up.
Right.
And obviously, it extends further than that when I start doing oral. Mm-hmm. Okay. And usually by that time, the woman is pretty rubbed up.
Right.
You know, and a lot of things, multiple orgasms can happen, things like that. And
I just don't think there's any
squirting.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can talk.
And
essentially, his job is to make us feel very inadequate.
Yeah. And then I also read Jane Austen, you know, and I clean the house and cook.
Yeah. I love but, that.
No. but then that's not the entire kink. Then the kink is I go home. I go home and I tell my wife what we did that night, and we kind of reenact it.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, but then we go the full distance, though, where it's not, there's not the, you know, the no,
where
no
you're
zone.
Stopping or...
Right, right. It goes full blown when I get home. And
so you're going to have a good time when you get home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to wear this home?
Because no, my luck,
I
I'll get pulled over.
Because
this will be the night I get pulled over.
All over.
Okay,
that.
So let me, when you say,
no, I mean the role play officer.
I tell her what I do. You tell her what I did that
you
night.
Say, and then I did this. You do it to her.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, she has her own partners that she plays with, but she's got her own kink. You know, she's got her own things that she does.
Now, is she the same way you don't go all the way with women? You said your waist down is off limits, mm-hmm. right? Is there anything off limits for her? Is she just...
The only thing that she's off limits on doing is she won't do anal, you know, with anybody. But it's got to be, there's got to be condom usage. And the people that she sees are regulars. She doesn't go off meeting other people all the time. She's got two regulars that she sees.
So how long have you guys been married?
23 years.
Okay.
How long have you been doing this?
About 10. We started doing it in California.
Now, is your kink kind of an evolution? I mean, what did you first start out doing?
Well, you know what? When we first started talking about it back in California, we met a couple that was doing something similar. But it was, I think what they were doing was soft play. And so they would get together with other couples, and they would have sex in the same room together, although they didn't do full wife swap. They would just have, you know sex in the same room with their own designated spouse. And so we started talking about things, but we were uncomfortable with the idea of us being with another couple and seeing each other, I guess, play with others. So we devised this thing. I said, you know what? I think it's an out of sight, out of mind kind of issue. So what we developed was this way to play around but not feel guilty or feel or be judgmental.
Right.
Because if she saw the person I was with, she's going to say, well, what do you find attractive about her? And it starts raising all these other questions. Well, what do you like better about her? Well, it's not that I like anything better about her. It's just that, you know, maybe you have to start explaining things and things get ugly. And so we have this mutual respect that we don't know the other's partner. For all I know, she could be with, I don't know. She could be with, you know, I don't know what the guy looks like. I don't know what.
Do you have, like, any criteria, like, obviously, somebody who gives the service that you do can probably, word of mouth, have just about anybody as a, let's call it a client.
That's funny, because I said the same thing to him when we first started chatting, that he must have a line a mile long.
And I'm wondering how you...
No.
No.
Because everybody thinks, your initial thought is, yeah, right.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it probably is bullshit.
No, it's not.
Honestly, seriously, if you do not say that to me, I would have been like, you are full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least honestly. An evolution, or not an evolution, but a way of worming your way in. The first time you give the great service, right, and then the next time you're in their pants. Right?
Yeah.
So, that's what a lot of people think.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many times have we done it now. I mean, got together.
Half a dozen?
No.
47.
I'm kidding.
Twice before you got here.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well,
do you get pressure from people you're with to go further?
It's happened, and at that point, if they keep pursuing it, then no.
Stop it. So how do you meet most of the people? How do you meet most of the people that you play with?
Well, I used to be on Adult Friend Finder for a while, but that just turned into a lot of scam artists and scumbags.
And there's going to be a lot of people that think, there's going to be a higher percentage of people that think bullshit.
Exactly. Because
everybody thinks you're on the up and up.
Right, because, you know, all the profiles are either dick pics or, you know, tit shots, and that's it. You know, whereas my profile is just my face, and that was it, you know. And I explained right in my profile what I was doing, and I hardly got any kind of response.
I bet not. I bet everybody's like,
so whatever.
I went on a chat room on Kick, and that's how we met.
Right, that's how you guys met.
You and Stadler are in the same chat room, right?
Correct.
Were, right? Well, in separate ones now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Were they evicted? They evicted Stadler?
No,
I left the
one
group.
He left the one, yeah.
It was just, it didn't seem like there was a lot going on in the chat room. It was very...
There's a lot.
Can I just say, I am so sick of seeing the chat room, seeing the same boobs every damn...
Did you ever start posting her tits?
like we talked about?
Well, no, because see, anyway, you guys got off on a tangent. We were hearing all about the sensualism.
Well, we're still hearing about it.
All right.
You just...
Yeah. Now, what's what's your handle on the chair?
Miss Frog.
Yeah.
Miss Frog. Okay.
So well, at least... She's a peep.
Now, exactly. Now, that's the question I bring up, because I'll say this. In a lot of chat rooms, when they introduce new people, and this drives me insane, well, here is the letter N. What the hell is the letter
get a
N?
Welcome.
I have no idea. Letter M is a male, female,
right,
you know,
right,
transgender.
You
I have no idea. I'm not offending them, but I don't know what they are.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's no.
They can tell me. I don't know.
It's a totally ambiguous handle.
Here's the thing. It pisses me off because, but they say the same thing all the time, and I'm like, yeah, you know, you're saying now.
Have
yeah,
you seen the owner since the one?
Yeah, we had dinner with. We're friends with her on Kick individually, so she hasn't had any good anonymous.
But you said the last time at the SLS party was good.
No, he said it was good.
You said you remembered looking up and thinking this is good.
Yeah, this is okay. Yeah.
Oh, that was.
And it was okay. You know, it was like, it wasn't bad.
Okay, back to him. What's your honest opinion of the podcast so far?
The ones I've listened to, the five.
Yes.
And they're good. They're fun.
Library.
They're fun.
Okay.
So if you started listening to it, you might listen to the end.
He's waiting to. I've got. I'm probably three or four behind.
Some audio files.
You do.
Well,
from the last one.
Now that,
but he hasn't heard the one where I first started talking about him or had the first experience with him yet.
Oh, you haven't.
I haven't edited that yet.
No, I haven't heard it.
That's like hearing behind the scenes.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Now, he doesn't believe me. Have I ever said a bad thing about him?
No. She honestly has not. I just remember you saying how funny he is and how relaxed he made you feel. And that's the big thing. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, like, when you go to these places, it's very hard, you know, because you kind of go in and you kind of, I don't know, you're in this zone or whatever when you go to, like, parties and things like that. And so that's, you know, what people know you
looking
as.
For love, that kind of thing?
No, sex.
I have never.
She has that. Love. I don't understand it quite.
You know what I mean. I don't love any sexual sex.
I kid.
It's very difficult to transfer that over because it's really hard to have hot sex if you don't have that connection. Or it is for me that if you don't have that connection.
Other
well, connection
than.
Is important and relaxation is definitely. Because you're
I
not relaxed.
Like I'm on a show, you know.
Well, that's
like,
you
like,
gotta come down off that level. Like you're desperate to get some action.
She's inside her
you
head.
You have to.
Yeah.
Well, Bootsy had to get over the idea too that there was no reciprocation. And the first couple, I think the first couple of times are hard.
I could deal with a female sexualist.
Now, a couple weeks ago, I think it was probably the best.
Yeah, I told that's yeah.
Yeah,
that was different.
You're very relaxed.
But you also told me later that you did a different approach.
I did.
Which worked.
Yeah. That was that a different
because you through. Like control. It was more. I don't want aggressive is not the right word.
I would say more commanding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which you like.
Yeah.
And I think if you had someone, because you said if you didn't have that connection, I think that would be different. If it was a very aggressive type.
Yeah.
Experience.
Okay. Do you want to borrow my blanket?
No.
I have to say that, and I don't want to sound, you can sit beside me.
Yeah, scoot over.
And I don't want to sound crude when I say that, but I'm so tired of pussy men. And I don't mean that to be, you know, a jerk or anything, but I'm so tired of men that always ask permission. They always ask, you know, can I do this? Can I do that? Well, if you don't know it, then no, you can't. You know,
or you have to ask up front and then be done with it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm like, could you just do it? Like, just, you have enough?
Do it and I'll tell you if you do
self-confidence.
You
you're going to know. Yeah. But just have enough self-confidence where you can.
Well, you think about the life.
It's the political piece.
Yeah, the environment that we live in now is.
Well,
you know,
I'm sorry, man.
It's hard to translate that into a free sex kind of.
But I think if you go into it saying that, it's different.
Well, initially, when we talked, I kind of like went through a list.
Yeah, I was going to have
this,
you.
This,
remember
this,
we
this.
Talked about you kind of interviewing her like you would have.
So,
oh,
like
so
you
that
did
way
me.
The first time, I knew everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was no, that was yes.
Yeah.
And so I went into it.
Well, what if you don't know? Like, what if you ask something she doesn't know? You just try out and see?
She can always say no.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't pursue it.
Say you meet somebody in the chat room. Walk us through what you do until you get...
Well,
talk to her like you were asking me questions.
All right.
Oh, we got to take this off. I'm sorry.
Why? You just can't.
I can't do it.
Okay.
So when I first started talking to Bootsy on the chat room, I believe she asked me what I did.
Right.
And
well, this is before she knew that she were legit.
Right.
Correct. So actually, she had a lot more questions for me than I did at first. And she kept coming back. I'm intrigued. Tell me more. I'm intrigued. And so I came back and I told her the whole process of what I do.
Right.
And she says, it sounds very interesting, you know. And so I said, well, I started telling her about, you know, the relaxation, the longer process. And, it's a matter of, from what I understand and what I read, women enjoy more touch, more foreplay. They miss that connection, the buildup, that they don't always like the wham bam thank you. There's always a place for that,
right? Like, but sometimes MoMA or something,
right? But they just but you know, they like the attention,
right?
And most of the women that I've met on the chat rooms, I don't want to say are desperate and wanting, but to be honest, they're looking for something that their husbands haven't given them in a long time, or they just haven't experienced.
Right, right.
And, you know, like you had said, I could worm my way in if I wanted, you know.
Yeah, but obviously it would be a relatively easy path to take, probably.
It could.
I mean,
it could.
You've got to the point where you've really wanted to reciprocate, right?
But
that's not his thing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, of course, yeah, I get aroused during it, but still, no.
But your wife can. Why is that?
That's just our rule. That's all. As we just we sat down and kind of went over guidelines of what we wanted to expect of each other. And, I had my set of guidelines. You know, I told her, you know, I don't mind if you go full blown. It's fine. Just as long as, you know, that the guy is wearing a condom, have him show test results if possible. You know, make sure he's tested. Make sure that he is seeing you as a regular and not going around screwing everything else. You know, it has to be rules. It has to be guidelines. Keep it secret. Keep it safe. Whatever.
Have those changed since when you started until now, or have they pretty much stayed the same?
They stay the same.
That's interesting.
Keeps everybody safe and happy.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And we don't want to jeopardize that.
Right. Yeah.
Getting back to the women. I could easily take advantage of this, some of these women, because they're looking for more. They're looking for something that they haven't had.
And you're making them happy, so they want to make you happy.
They do.
Yeah.
But they go into it understanding that, no.
I think most women, even in the back of your mind, even though you've said what you've said, they have this thing in the back of your head where you're always like, yeah, but this is what's expected of me.
Yeah.
This is what I need to do. And no matter how many times you say that until you see them, a couple of times, you know, it's always in the back of your head like, well, of course he wants to do this. Of course, even though you have said explicitly you don't, I think we're trained as women to think, okay, well, this is where I need to go, and this is the outcome that's going to be,
right.
You know, which is sad, really? I might say.
I just wanted to throw that in there for comic relief.
I don't know if all of us are going to make it through to the end of this podcast.
Dualdorf. Or Statler.
Statler's pretty quiet tonight.
Yeah, you and a grape. Maybe
Oh, you need to feed her a grape.
Lots of grapes.
Go get the grapes.
Oh, my God. Can I just take a little short intermission? They had grapes at Food Lion that were like these big, long grapes that looked like that.
Ah.
And if they had looked better, they were kind of looking pretty sad. But if they had looked better, I totally would have brought
long
them
in.
Like long.
Those long grapes. You haven't seen
how many
she
ways?
She just drew something that's 8 inches long.
I've never seen an 8 inch.
She's drawing in the air. Like, they had these grapes that looked like, and I'm going,
You have to tell him the grape story.
These are actually really good grapes.
You know, recently I would have had that on my phone as well.
Yes.
I have a grape.
Well, this isn't how I usually eat them, but okay.
So we were...
It was embarrassing.
It is not... He was so cute when he did. We were at...
The photo shoot.
Who was it with? I don't even remember.
It was...
Okay, and so we're doing this photo shoot. We're getting into it. And then it's like I'm laying down and... Shit! Fuck!
Statler's
right there. And he's like over my face. And all of a sudden he says...
Now wait. They're like hot and heavy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the camera. It's camera.
Yeah. So
you're trying to get into it. You're concentrating on what your face looks like because you know you're taking, you know, photos of your face. And so you're trying to make all the right faces, all the right moves because you don't want to block anybody's face. I mean, there's a lot that goes on in your head, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of in this headspace. He's standing right there and all of a sudden... You want a grape?
Because I thought he was being polite.
No, he said to you
himself,
like
right?
Grape.
Oh. Yeah. He was so cute. And I think that is, it just made me like you more. I just love it.
There was some intense snickering out there. They really loved having it at the time.
So different. Head. That was so no sexual. The way it came out was just
and I think I actually put a wine bottle in my bra that night and gave it to
yes
you
know, I have the video of that.
So we're like sticking that in there, we're like, oh,
she
shit.
Can fit a wine bottle under her boob.
That one's empty, you can show him.
I'll
drain the rest of this out into your glass.
Well, you can have it too.
Did you bring more than one bottle?
No idea.
All right.
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
And there's enough sugar in those to give an elephant a hangover.
Are you calling her an elephant?
No, I said there's enough sugar in there to give an elephant, which means that being smaller than an elephant, she's sure to have a hangover. Okay.
Good recovery.
I thought it was clear from the beginning.
Yeah.
There you go.
Show. Well, you have to hold my card.
It's also her wallet.
Yeah. Yes.
And okay. You would not believe
it.
Do
you have a bra on?
Yeah.
You had to take it off.
How many times we have started
Did I do this with a bra on?
And she gets to the point where she's going to take her bra off. Because almost all of our
cards go everywhere.
And then she has to hand me this. Because it's her Sam's card.
Yeah,
her
like...
Blue Cross Blue Shield card, her license, and her check card.
Library card?
No, library card.
Oh, okay.
Only because I've already destroyed that bridge. They won't give me my card back.
She's been banned from the library for not returning books.
Mm.
Yeah, is it really necessary to do that? Because I really don't have time to go out like
that. It's a loaning library.
You have time to go there and rent them.
It's an ancient... system where you borrow the book and then you take it back.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I just, you know, can I just take up extra books that I don't want to read anymore? Okay, well, I don't think this is gonna. Cause
I had
on
it will work. No, she didn't. I put it in there.
Oh.
Well, you may have to come in here because I don't know what I did. Well,
you
this
got
isn't
it
working.
You
well, that's not obvious.
No. You're good. Oh. Tuck it up under more. There.
Hold on.
Now you have to do the whole meme. There you go. Now walk up to...
Wait, don't mind my kids.
I think you walked up like this. But you know what? I think the nozzle was kind of...
She may have been dressed back in a sweater, too.
Yeah, I think I had a bra on because I was like, remember, that was kind of torturous trying to get that underneath there.
I don't think you did.
All right, here you go again.
Now it's all warm. What do you get? Oh, I guess I'll just hold these. Remind me to give these to you because I'm going to go to work. You're going to be in bed. And you're going to call me and say, I need my cards.
I'll just come get them.
So you won't get in there. There's no parking.
I'll get in there.
I guess you will. She has a way of
why can't you just walk out and give them to her so she doesn't have to park?
You have to go through the guard shack and then go all the way. But he thinks that I won't get through the guard shack. I hope that you do take my card tomorrow, and I hope that guy's still there, and I hope he
she's gonna knock the damn arm down.
No. People do. People do that on regular.
With her tits out.
They have breakaway arms for that very reason. Just like these. The arms are put on with these like nylon bolts that just shatter, so
yeah.
It doesn't do a lot of damage to your vehicle if you hit them.
Do you know what I was at the? Do you know? Are you familiar with Stratford Road? Are you familiar with Bensonville? Somebody, I had just taken the light turned green. I had just taken my foot off of the brake to put it on the gas. Somebody honked their horn at me. Like, I'm wasting their fucking time.
I believe you were.
I got out of my car and I stood.
Oh, no, you did not get out
of
your
car. Yes, I
did. You're going to get shot one day.
And I stood up and I just went like this.
Did you really?
Yes,
that's
so funny.
Did you just say, I want them to see how nice my tits are?
No.
Are you really liking at these? Because I can see why.
No, I was like, I said, do you want to say something to me?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here.
People
I don't
like
have
you
are
the
time.
People who get shot, you know?
I don't have time.
You're
going to
meet somebody exactly like you, and they're going to be armed.
And everybody's like hawking their horn.
I've had that same conversation with you're going to get shot one day.
Well, you know what? It'll be under my rules.
Me with Statler?
I am so...
Ah, yes.
I hate that.
Am I the only one that hasn't done that yet?
Yeah, you're doing really good.
Yeah, you're doing
which,
well.
You know,
the rest of us suck ass.
Yeah,
you're doing great. Yeah. Raise your hand if you're a rule follower.
I'm essentially not a rule follower.
Yeah, no.
Although, I think
I follow the rules
when
people are looking.
Ago.
Whereas... is a, you know, it's like I only break
she
the
needs
rules
to know
get
that
away
she
with it.
Breaks.
Yeah, she wants everybody to know she's a rule breaker.
Yeah, because why do you give me rules? I don't like that. Just
rebel.
Tell me.
Okay, surely rebel. We can get back to talking.
Oh,
to
yeah,
you.
Okay.
Okay, question. Ask her.
Ask her what?
What would be one of the first questions?
Process.
What would be one of the very first things you would find out about?
Oh,
do you break the rules? Is that what you're getting ready to ask me?
No. My first question would be, what turns you on?
Breaking the rules?
At which point he would go, okay, see you later.
Yeah, he doesn't want to date a rule breaker.
Or, you know, or tell me exactly what you don't like.
I don't like.
Because the list of
likes.
The list
she
of likes
like
can
what?
Go on forever.
Don't
so.
You remember her saying this a few minutes ago? She doesn't like pussy men.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like you being so insecure that you have to ask me all the damn time what to do.
Right.
Just do it. Right. You know, I don't like... A good example is, you know, when we go to these parties and everybody's
she's
going to
out
like,
me about something. I'm going to be embarrassed.
I'm going to try not to out anybody. But, you know, some guy was over there. He said, can you dance with me? And I said, well, I don't know. Can I? I mean, like, you know, just take my hand. And
he said, can you or do you want to dance?
No, he said, can you dance with me? And I'm like, I don't know. Can I? You know, I don't know. It just.
Well, no, wait. It's pretty much standard to walk up to somebody and ask them if they want to dance.
No. There's a difference between can I.
May
right,
I.
Right.
Can I and
mother
do you want to dance?
Yeah. I'm not your parent. I don't want to be your parent. I don't know. That's the biggest pet peeve I have, I think, above anything else. It's just the whole...
You don't want to make decisions in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I know. When we're together, I mean, there's usually not a word spoken.
Mm-mm.
Which is nice, right? Because you don't have to decide. You can just
usually
like...
the only thing you hear is, fuck yeah.
Oh!
Who's saying that? Oh, you're
talking about outing people.
Your face is kind of red.
Yes.
That's so pretty.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Can you turn the fan on me? Seriously? No, seriously.
Oh, you're freezing.
Hey, turn the air on.
Have you ever found...
turn the fan on.
Have you ever been attracted to getting into your type of relationship with somebody because you knew they were very hard to make come? Did you ever see
somebody find it
as
a challenge?
Yeah.
I had a woman tell me that she was incredibly difficult to make orgasm.
Yeah. And you found that to be totally false, right?
Yeah. Just because the approach that she was used to was the reason why. told me she had a very difficult time coming unless she played with herself and got her to that. Okay, she said guys didn't know what to do. And reason being, I think, is this woman was incredibly heavy up top. Okay, and I know that the focus when a guy got her alone was to do nothing. And so, so you know, there's that old phrase, love me, love all of me.
I said that grimace.
And so what's funny is the first time I met with her, I hardly paid any attention to her moves.
She was crazy. Yeah.
You know, she was squirming. She was like wanting me to go where everybody else went.
Right.
And that kind of.
Because you're used to that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're used to a certain way to do things, right?
Right. And so by teasing everything else, mm-hmm. got her more turned on.
Right.
Okay. So when I finally got to the boobs,
right.
it was like she was ready to come right there.
Right.
Without even touching anything else down below. It was just, you know, I. By the time I got to that point.
Well, so you just talk about from a foreplay standpoint, they went straight to the boobs.
Yeah. And then when finally I went to the oral portion of my show, she blasted. I mean, she
right.
was just.
Is that where the little dancers come out?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like the Rockettes, too. Yes. But it's just, you know, open your ears. That's all it is.
Right.
You know, your public service announcer. Guys, open your ears.
Do you find that women, though, don't know how to tell men what they want?
Some are embarrassed.
Well, you just said that you don't want to have to tell somebody what you want.
No.
Some women get embarrassed talking about it
right.
and because they don't want to admit
what
certain things
like.
About themselves.
Right.
But that's, again, where I stress, look, you got to be relaxed. Okay.
Right.
Talk to me like any kind of
a friend as opposed to
like your female gynecologist.
Yeah. Be, you know, take it to a almost like a clinical level where
right.
don't feel embarrassed
don't
about it. Just tell me.
You're talking about the questions that you ask,
mm-hmm.
and honestly, I think that because usually as women, we don't, and I don't know, you guys may be the same way, but I don't think we usually try to sit and quantify and qualify. What we like as much. So when you ask questions, it probably makes you think, I don't know, let me think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't, you know, you've never thought about it that way before.
I don't know.
Well, I remember him asking something as detailed as finger insertion, mm-hmm. which I thought was different, you know.
So what do you ask about fingers?
Just if you like that or not.
Do you like it?
Was
do you
that
like one?
Detailed
do you like two?
In the beginning, yeah.
You know, some 17. Women like one or two. Do they like fisting?
They say, let me see your fingers.
Some women, you know, some women like fisting. So it varies.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I have to ask that question. What do you like?
Right.
You know, is this uncomfortable for
you're
you?
You're probably the first person to ever ask some of these women that detailed question because I don't imagine. You
well,
know,
he's got the perfect reason to do it, though, because he has got that structure that he is going to. Please you.
Mm-hmm.
He's all about his kink is pleasing you. And so he has a perfect reason to go and ask you, is this where, you know, you meet somebody at a club, at an adult party, and you're just going to bang uglies and you want them to be semi-assertive.
They have to be ugly.
What
do you want to use on okay.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's normally not conducive to an interview process where, we're all hot and heavy, but let's stop and talk about what really makes me come and what really
well,
makes
you know
come.
What? Maybe we should, though. I mean.
Maybe she's get a tattoo on her forehead.
I'll tell you what. What helps, too, is the chats.
Yeah.
Right? Because
yeah.
sitting face-to-face with somebody, it's very difficult to say, oh, I like to put one finger in and here and one finger there. It's hard to tell that to somebody looking at them. It's mm-hmm. easy to text it.
Right. Well,
very
you can
easy
think
to
about
just,
it too.
But it's a psychological
you met
thing.
The first time and had an evening with them, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
There's still that they're wondering, you know, is this going to be legit? You know, some people talk about the most inane things, you know.
Yeah.
But here's
you know.
The fun part of it. Okay, that first meeting, I already know everything about.
Them. Yeah.
Okay. So now it's not that. It's not so much as how's this evening going to go. It's more like an anticipatory.
I'd be so nervous. Were you nervous?
Yeah.
I would be so nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, I really would be. I would be like,
but
he's good at, we probably talked for what, half an hour?
Probably. Yeah.
Before anything happened.
Yeah.
Just natural, like this.
Just kind of just hanging out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was the whole time you're anticipating.
I would just be like,
yeah.
And she was worried that she wouldn't come the first time.
Right.
And I understand that, you know.
Shelly, what? Sorry. Oh, that makes me laugh.
I also had a concern that I wouldn't be able to stay above the waist.
Yeah.
Which is why.
Oh, he was gonna bitch slap.
Yeah, but it's not that. I didn't want to cross that boundary.
Right.
I didn't want to do it accidentally or in the heat of the moment. Or
you didn't.
So that was
want
my
to
bigger
do anything
concern.
That would
right.
hurt him or the relationship that you were building
right.
trying to go further.
Yeah, it's going into it. I mean, I had a laundry list of things
right.
that I knew she liked and she didn't like.
Right.
She
right.
only had one thing to abide by.
Right.
And that was it.
Right.
You know, so I was hoping that that's kind of easy for somebody to remember. I know it can be difficult. You want to go all the way, so to speak.
Yeah.
I can understand where she was coming from.
Yeah.
You've got it down.
You passed. Yeah. You did good.
Yeah.
You did good.
Yeah, I'm pretty exhausted at the end.
Yeah.
I think as Mike said, I didn't know who was going to give in first.
Stadler. I don't know. I mean, it would be such a unique feeling that I would think that your dance card would be pretty full most of the time, honestly. I really do. I mean, I would just be like...
You'd be surprised, because like we were talking earlier, they're going to pull a shit. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the first, I don't know, two, maybe three times, you're still in that mode of, I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, now I almost see it as a vacation, if that
yeah.
makes sense, where I don't have to think about pleasing.
Yeah,
or I can let myself feel
that.
What's going on. And, yeah.
Right. Because you have.
I can get
same.
Outside of my head. That's what it is. Yeah.
I think that would be the hardest freaking part.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, is getting outside your own head and stop thinking, okay, well, what do I need to do now that would, you know, make him feel like he just made me feel.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like that whole give and take thing. And you don't want to ignore him or not give.
Mm-hmm.
You want him to feel as good as what he's making you feel, so you don't want
to
be.
And it's hard
selfish.
To understand that he already does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you think about other kinks, though, think about Sadus and the Masochist, right?
But they're both getting something out of it.
Exactly. Well, he's getting
yeah.
something out of it, too.
But it's hard to
grasp.
Even now, it's hard to grasp. It's
yeah.
hard to... It, this is going
to
sound
just because it's too
insulting.
Good to be true, right?
But no, it's almost like you don't turn him on enough to want to go.
Right.
That is hard to get over in your head.
It's like your own ego is like not
exactly.
letting you enjoy this because it's like, well, obviously I'm not good enough at this to make you want to do that.
Exactly.
But it's your own head. It's
yeah,
not,
it is.
Because you've already said, we just don't believe you enough. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
So the immediate thought is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not good enough to get to this level,
mm-hmm.
so I'm going to try hard. And I have to, I'm a little bit. Of a competitive person. I know you probably don't know that. But it's like...
Strangely competitive.
Yeah,
strangely.
Isn't that weird?
Well, competitive about strange things. That's better than strange about yeah.
Like, do you guys ever sit in the parking lot, look at the person ahead of you, and you're both looking at each other, and you're like, you're going to fill out first because I want to go forward and not have to reverse. I mean, is that just me?
Yeah. No.
You would not want to be... on a one-lane bridge.
We'll be sitting there forever.
If she had her doppelganger, there'd be traffic, you know, back up.
For miles.
And of course, you're going to have to edit that again. I can't believe
yeah. yeah, but I mean,
it is hard to get around.
It
that.
Is, and it's us. It's not you, because you've been up front with what you,
yeah.
what you want. I mean, it's us saying, okay, to this point, and you know, as soon as you get into a relationship with somebody, I mean, that's what you think. And from, you know, the first time you fooled around in high school, I mean, that's what you thought. You know, this is your end goal. And it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of weird, you know, to think that that's not somebody's end goal. I mean, because that's not.
Are you guys
going to
go with
the Virgin
Mary's? Because that was the $3 investment.
$3?
What do you mean?
You're bearing back to four of me, and you were saying that there must be some way they know people are searching for these, because a lot of times they just...
Oh, I remember asking you why we need a website for a podcast.
So we can sell our merch.
Last night's still a little...
When you're not talking...